Nearly gone. Ready?
Alright. All ready, gents? Are we missing someone there?
No, I tend to just get some voice. Sweet. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You got that?
It's really tough.
Escalator.
Take it away.
Yes, it is.
Go.
Alright, well, Paddy Ryder, is there any risk about taking him over to Perth on the hard surface?
Oh, yeah, I suppose there's some risk, but he's ready to play, and you know, we'll get over there and make sure he's okay, and you know, all things being equal, he'll take the field.
What does he provide in terms of team balance?
Yeah, fair bit. He's like, look, you've seen what we've had to do over the last, basically, first 6 rounds of the season. We've had some challenges. Paddy only played 2 quarters for the whole season, so he'll certainly help out in lots of areas. Helps out with Dougal Howard, helps out with Westy, helps out with Charlie, helps out with our midfielder. So there's a significant part of our side. We all understand that. We've managed to get through without him, which is a positive, but we look forward to having him back.
Across the last few weeks, do you look at that decision to go with Paddy as your main ruckman and no sort of experienced backup as a mistake?
No, we're really comfortable. We think we've got good young rucks, as I said, all the way through. They just haven't been quite ready to take over and play an AFL game. I think another 4 or 5 weeks, I think we've probably got 1 or 2 options underneath that are ready to go. And I can see their form improving. I see Frampton improving weekly. I can see Hayes becoming better. Laddams has got a little few issues with his knees, but I think we're really comfortable at the back end of this year that those blokes will be right.
Can you shed any light on the discussion leading into Paddy's selection, Ken, given the 6 weeks out, given the hard deck and all the factors you might have weighed up?
Look, Paddy's probably nearly ready last week, so we've taken some conservative approach. We understand the hardness of the deck. It's an issue, I think, for not just for us, but for every team. I think it's particularly for the Western Australian teams who are playing there every week. You know, there's injuries coming out of it, and that's a significant issue, one that we had to consider really closely. And if we get there tomorrow and we feel like there's any issue at all with Paddy, we won't take that risk because of the deck.
So are you training the deck today?
Unfortunately, we're not allowed to. So they're trying to make it soft, I think.
So how do you figure out whether it's too hard for him?
We get to walk around on it today as a group. That's all we get to do, and then we go and train at Leaderville. So it's not the ideal preparation, but it's the preparation we deal with.
So it's consideration to, you know, sit him out this one and then, you know, I mean, maybe prepare him for the showdown or even look till after China so he can have a full 4 weeks of recovery?
No, he's ready to go. That's not the issue. The only reason would be a setback. So it's a matter of, you want your best players in your team, you manage their times the way you need to. You know, when's the right week to bring Paddy back? There's all, you know, we had Eddie had last week, so we considered Eddie had. We've got Perth this week. We've got a showdown next week. There's never quite a right time. We've got to manage in the best way we can.
So who are you on trapping emergencies? Who are you taking over as your emergencies?
We'll take Cleary, Tom Cleary, and Jack Trengo will come over with us. We'll take the extra because we go to Perth. We always take 2.
Okay, so obviously, if like you said, if the deck's a bit hard, you sort of think it's not right for Paddy. Is a chance for one of those 2 guys to come into the side?
Yeah, absolutely. We won't take that. Any player. I mean, obviously, you take your emergencies in case someone gets ill. But in this case, we've obviously got a little bit of a backup plan just in case Paddy's not comfortable.
Yeah, the decision about Cleary missing out must be a tough call, obviously, because, you know, Hompshire's been in great form the last couple of weeks since he's come back on the side.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason, though, isn't it? Hompshire's been in fantastic form. He deserves to play. Tommy's really unlucky. Played a really strong game last week. When you're in good form as a team, that's what you need. That's what happens.
So what would you expect from Paddy from here on, ideally? Is it a gradual build-up? He plays the full game?
We'll monitor him, we'll manage him. That's why I say you've got to get him in and playing with, we've got 3 weeks before our bye, so we'd like to build him up into that part, give him the bye off, and then he'll be right for the back half of the year.
So we'll give Charlie Dixon a bit of the help, sort of helping out the ruck tomorrow, you know, against, Nannanui and Scott Lyson.
Yeah, and our plan at the start of the year was for that to happen, and Westy and Charlie to probably share a bit of the ruck with Paddy throughout the whole season. Unfortunately, they've had to share the whole ruck for the first half of the, or first quarter of the year, and they get to drop back into the backup role.
Sam Powell-Pepper available but not selected.
That's right. Yeah, no, he wasn't selected. We picked a side that we thought was best suited to win this game this week, and that was the decision based on.
Does that give him an extra run to get some K's in the legs again, given what happened?
Yeah, he's missed a bit of footy. He has missed a bit of footy.
So we're
managing and getting him back up to the level we want. He's missed a fair bit of footy. He's had a bit going on in there. Same with Rockcliffe. They've both missed a little bit of football, a little bit of preparation. So we thought the smart thing to do was to give them the extra game in the sample. There's a big game tonight against Norwood that'll be pretty tough footy, and that'll suit both boys. And hopefully they'll be ready then for the showdown next week.
And Jasper Pittard, it's good for him to come back after a few
weeks out and having a couple of good runs in the sample?
Yeah, same thing. We did the same thing with Jasper. Give him a couple of weeks. We could have quite easily rushed him back in the first week, and we didn't do that, and we think now was the right time to bring him in. We know he makes our side better, so we look forward to having him out there.
The shape of the ground's different. The ground's harder. You're travelling all the way over there to play a team that you haven't seen really yet. So those all daunting factors ahead of you to make it a really good contest?
Yeah, they're not a big issue. We went over last week and watched them play. We played them in the JLT this year. So we played them in an elimination final, I think, last year at the end. And so we've got some good ideas on what West Coast like to do. We've watched them closely this year because they've changed their game a little bit. And as you said, the ground size is different to what they're used to at Subiaco. We've got a good record travelling. We like the fact that we're going over there and we get together and we go over to get another big win.
Nick's talked about during the week about West Coast defensive structure and obviously having McGovern behind the ball. How do you counter that in terms of the entries in the 450?
Yeah, look, it's a bit about what we do with the ball, and that's always important. If we use the ball well, that will help limit what he can do. He's a great player. We all understand that. He's got a pretty big price on his head right now, so he's obviously a pretty handy player. So we'd like to think that we can limit his damage, but he's a quality player. They're going to have some impact in the game. We've got to do the best to reduce that, and also, more importantly, work on what we're going to do ourselves to get it right.
And having obviously Paddy back is going to help Charlie Dixon play more forward and sort of get his, I suppose, form in front of goals, get the scoreboard a bit more.
I thought last week was really good for Charlie. I thought he had a really big game, and I think he took some confidence out of that game because he's been trying to get his form rolling, and hopefully that will help him become a bit more damaging when he's up in the front end for us. But the service hopefully that Paddy may be able to provide the mids helps too.
Ken, did you hear Chatty last night saying he wasn't sure whether he could have come off the ground when he did his hammy against the
No, I didn't hear what he said, but I'm not quite sure what he
said. When he was going for that kick for goal, he said, I wasn't sure if I was allowed to go off. So.
You can't just lay on the ground and faint. He can come off. No, he was. Look, we've seen what happened with Chad. He's not that bad of a hamstring, to be honest. He's running already, so we're pretty positive about the outcome.
So you reckon is he a chance to play next week, or how long do you think with that hamstring?
Yeah, no, he's a chance for next week, but we won't risk him. No, right. I certainly can't sit here today and rule him out of the showdown.
Okay.
The competition's so even seems to be the phrase that every coach goes to these days. But is there a point where, the competition is even, but you need to do something to elevate yourself above all the other teams?
Yeah, that's what happens. You get on and I said last week, I think sides are going to get on a 4 and 5 game win. If you do that, you're going to set your season up. That's the really important part. Our challenge and West Coast challenge and every other side that's up and amongst it at the moment is to get on that run. No side's been able to do it yet, bar Richmond and probably West Coast. So outside that, the rest of us are trying to catch up.
Mention the size of the ground. Does it make a difference that you don't have to cope with that extra 20 metres or whatever it is, and it's a lot wider than...
Yeah, look, it's just more a traditional football ground. And we're used to that. It's pretty close to Adelaide Oval. It's very close to the MCG. We look forward to it. It's big open spaces. Got a bit of width on it. It certainly helps you. I think the weather forecast going to 27, I think, over there. So again, our beautiful warm start of the season for us has been good.
Thanks.
Thank you. Cheers. Enjoy.